This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rory McIlroy has now won the career Grand Slam, something the great Arnold Palmer could never do.
No.
What, the great Tom Watson could never do.
Sixth man, right, to ever do it?
I thought he was the
sixth ever, and sixth. Second in the last 50 years.
Yeah, the last being Tiger. Woods.
Tiger.
Yeah. And Tiger did it. You know, that was interesting. They showed the 5 guys that had done it previous and the attempts to win the career Grand Slam. And I think the most attempts was 4. And Rory was 11.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's rarefied air and by far the longest and the most pressure to do it. Like Tiger and I think 3 of the other guys did it on their first chance. Whereas Rory, you know, the majors for Rory came really early, and now there's been this long drought. Hence the, is he ever going to get another major, let alone is he ever going to win the Masters? And here we are.
Do you know there's another guy out there who is one shy of the career Grand Slam?
Kepka maybe?
No.
Oh, Phil.
Scotty? Well, Phil is, yes, Phil, but right? he's on live now. But I guess he plays in the majors. Yeah. So Phil, yeah, he needs
Phil
the U.S. Just,
Phil needs the U.S. Open.
Yep.
Kepka's got 5 or 6 majors, but he's...
I think...
Because Kepka has a bunch.
Well, there's one guy I'm thinking of.
One
maybe,
Scotty?
Maybe there are more. Hold on, I'm going to go one by one here. Yeah, Kepka still needs the Masters and the Open.
Okay.
No, it's Spieth.
Oh, Spieth's right. Just one shy?
Yeah, he never won the PGA.
So he's got 3 total, and they're all different. Right?
Yes.
Because I don't think he has 4. I think Spieth has 3.
Yeah, Scotty's only won the Masters.
Hmm. That's it? Scotty's only has the Masters?
2 Masters.
Really? I thought he had a U.S. Open and a PGA Championship. Wow.
What?
Okay.
No.
Because Kepka has...
Well, I thought Wayne Gretzky had 0 Stanley Cups, so let's not be surprised.
Yeah, I would have thought Kepka, but Kepka's got 3 PGAs, 2 U.S. Opens, and he's finished 2nd at the Masters twice. I would assumed it was him, but I can't say I knew Spieth. So I'll tell you what, Spieth seems about 8 million miles away right now, but...
He is 8 million miles away.
You know, I mean...
And how about him bitching about... Did you hear him bitching
yes.
about Augusta National?
Yes.
Dude.
Well, I mean, that goes back to, is there,
he's got
there's
some
something going on with Spieth in between the years, let alone he's got the wrist.
Dude, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think he's become kind of a head case.
Yeah.
Here's the audio of Spieth.
Hold on. We have a couple of
on
Spieth.
The fan.
No, so let's see. We have on mud balls, on everyone dealing with mud balls.
Mud balls is what he was bitching about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have that. Right.
On
yeah, the poor conditions at Augusta.
The ball's digging in on every shot.
Oh, it was more than that. There we go.
To be brutally honest with you, it was primarily mud balls. And it's just so frustrating because you can't talk about them here. You're not supposed to talk about them. I mean, mud balls can affect this tournament significantly. And, you know, they've done a better job. There's, like, less than normal. But, you know, I mean, I still had them today on those holes, too. I had them yesterday on those holes. And, yeah, I was actually really surprised, like, on Tuesday – how, you know, I mean, but I'm expecting it a lot out into the grain. The ball's digging in on every shot. Every person's having to deal with it, but the fact that you're not supposed to talk about it is a bit frustrating because it is a difference maker. It can be a difference maker in scores on some holes.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I just think.
Yeah.
I get it. They don't want you to talk about that kind of thing. But just, dude, get over it.
We're complaining about the condition. Wait, let me guess. You're gonna go to the British Open, and we're gonna talk about the wind and the tall grass. I don't like it. It's one thing, man. If you are, because what did he finish? Three under, something like that.
Spieth, yeah, he was top 20. Yeah,
top
maybe.
20. Look, if you end up a shot or two, and you had a, you know, something didn't go your way, but my God, man, you were eight back of the winner, and you're sitting there, and you're bitching about the mud ball, boy.
Well, he's kind of always been complaining.
Spieth,
I mean,
is just
way back, dude, when he won the U.S. Open at Chambers, he was bitching about that 18th hole.
Go comb your hair plugs and go away.
Spieth, you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
He's like, oh,
that.
Worst hole ever, or yeah. Worst.
But you, a lot of people were bitching about that. But again, you won, and you're still, I don't know. Spieth to me is,
it's not perfect out there.
Yeah,
I feel like Bryson just used to be that way and has moved away from that. He used to be trying to work every rules official on everything and. It's more flattering if you
Bryson, don't. What a tool that guy is. God, I was so happy to see him shoot 75.
Well, at least he said it. He melted down.
Yeah, he did say. He was like, do you know what he ranked strokes gained approach in that tournament?
No.
This is amazing. This is going to blow you away. Because at the end, they've, you know, well, I don't know if you watched any of the posts.
Yeah, I watched most of the post.
Okay, so you saw them talking, or at least on Golf Channel, they were talking about how bad his irons were all week.
Yeah.
He was 83rd out of 90.
And he still ended up tied for fifth.
Strokes gained approach. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
And that's where he should be some of his strongest, right? Yeah. Because of his length?
Yeah.
Or not necessarily.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. He just said his irons were off all week.
I'll tell you what,
and so it's a testament to him that he had the lead in the final round of the Masters while having irons like that.
Yeah.
But he just said he just needs to go back to the drawing board. And
I'll tell you what, his bunker play, my God.
Awesome.
If you're him, just hit it into the bunker every time because his bunker play was insane.
But he's such a tool. Yes. Can I just say, and this pains me to say this as an American.
Go for it.
But I loved that. You know, like if you're watching that tournament, Rory, Justin Rose, and Oberg, towards the end there, love all three of them.
Yeah,
they're all great dudes, right? Guys you can get behind. Like Justin Rose might be the nicest guy out there next to Rory.
Yeah,
just really solid dudes. And then you look at the Americans at the top:
Patrick Reed, DeChambeau,
Bryson DeChambeau, and Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah,
and you go, oh.
Yeah.
And look, I'm pro America on the Ryder Cup.
Me too.
But God, what is that about?
It's a little tough.
It is tough.
I'm with you. I. By the way, can we talk about a $500,000 meltdown from my man Ludwig?
Oof.
Oh my God, that stretch, that triple cost him $500,000. Oh my word.
The other one, not quite as bad on one hole, but Shane Lowry finished round three Saturday, like tied for fourth. Dude finished outside of the top 40 after going 9 over on Sunday.
Yeah. He was terrible.
I just was watching him because for a while there, it looked like Ludwig had you got a chance.
He like Rose, looked like he was maybe going to come in the back door there.
Oh, you go. And then he gets to 17, didn't go his way. And then he gets to 18. And dude, that's me. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
So is he a choke artist now? Like,
When's the last time you saw someone that good hit the lip of a bunker? Go back in, fly into another bunker, crisscross it to the other side of the green, go in the rough, and then shoot it 15 feet past the hole the other side. Well, I'm like, that is...
It was pretty uncharacteristic.
Well, I'll just say, as a fellow Swede, I'm glad to know that the Swedish crisscross, as I like to call it, is live and well at the Masters.
Well, I'm just saying that. I'm not saying you're saying this, but like that's what bugs me about what they say about Rory.
Yeah.
So no one will talk about that.
No, because it didn't.
Did Ludvig Åberg choke at the end of that tournament?
Yes.
He was tied.
Yes.
I think he was,
I was
tied
second
for the lead.
I want to say he was at 10.
Were all at 10 at one point. Did Rory get down to 10? I don't know if he did.
Got down to 10, but then had gone back to 11 when he had on 15 when he had
oh, 15,
the,
yeah.
the birdie.
See, I think before he made birdie on 15, I think all three of them were at 10 under.
I think it's, if I'm remembering correctly, I'm looking at Oberg's scorecard. I want to say after 16, he was a shot back.
Okay, he was 9.
I think he was 9 or 10, and Rory was at 11.
Okay.
So I think he was a shot back, and then he bogeyed 17, and you're like, duh. That probably takes him out of it. And then came the absolute just atrocity of 18, where it all goes to hell. And maybe that was the one where on 17, he's like, well, I'm out of it and I don't really care. But that was a rough watch. Like 18 was painful. I was like doing the, you're watching through your fingers because it just, it pains you to see him do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, did he choke or what?
Yeah, it's a choke.
Did Lowry choke by not being able to even make a freaking par out there all day? Did DeChambeau choke? I mean, DeChambeau, you know, now that McIlroy's gotten over the hump, you know, the guy who has kind of had the most heartbreak there is DeChambeau.
Yeah. But we don't.
We don't say it. That's what bothers me.
And sure. He won one recently, right? He just won the U.S. that he won?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, so I think because he just won that, people don't think of him as being one who was choking or needs it.
And the other thing about DeChambeau is that's a douchebag who once said that it was a par 67 for him. And then he went out and didn't even make the cut.
Yeah.
I mean.
But now he's doing a little bit of the Phil thing, though, if you notice. Like, he's bumping fists with everybody and he's signing autographs. Someone got to him and was like, hey, dude, like.
Who he hired a PR firm.
Yeah, well, and whatever they're doing, it's working, because I do think the narrative on him has turned a lot. And you can say that it's not authentic. And that was always Phil's thing. A lot of people said Phil's nice guy thumb up back is all BS, but he knows how to play the game. And I think the doucher is following that PR model. And I think it's working.
Do you hear what he did Saturday night before the final round?
Who, DeChambeau?
Yeah.
No.
He went for a walk around his Airbnb, and there were some dudes putting in their backyard, and he just joined them. And I guess he just putted and kicked around with them for an hour and then went back to his house.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
I don't know if that's authentic or someone's telling him to do it, but it's, you know.
I think it's authentic.
That seems more genuine, because you're not doing it for a camera.
He's still a tool.
How old is the doucher?
I don't know.
Because he was another guy that came up very young, and is it possible?
31.
He's 31. So when he hit the scene, and you're in your mid-20s, and, you know, there's the reports. You know, he had the gym workouts, and he's got porno on the big screen while he's working out with his buddies. And, you know, you come into all that money, and you're mid-20s. Maybe, just maybe, let's give him some credit that maybe he's just grown up a little bit, and that he's not 25 anymore with more money than he knows what to do.
I mean, I don't know if you saw his post-presser, but he was right back to being total douchebag.
Yeah, he went with Rory and said he's not talking to me, and
he made a big deal out of Rory McIlroy didn't say a word to me all day. As if.
And then someone said, "Did you try?" And he responded with, "He didn't talk to me all day."
Yeah, it's just.
And there's a photo of them talking at
Rory,
the end of the round.
Rory was trying to win a golf tournament, dude. Not everybody's chatty like you.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiger wasn't chatty.
Oh no.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Can't stand him.
I get it.
At any rate,
it's a hell of a message.
We're not going to say he choked by shooting a 75.
But we should.
After having the lead after the second hole
And he didn't just choke and then rebound. He just choked all around. He was god-awful.
All right, back to my man, Rory McIlroy, okay?
Yeah.
Can we do another segment on Rory?
Love me some Rory.
Another seggy on my man, Rory. My pick, by the way.
Yes.
I want you guys to acknowledge.
I will.
I picked him on Wednesday.
Little pick.
I do have the Rory driver cover. That I've never broken out, and I will say that I have made the switch over to the Rory driver
puppy
cover.
Dog one,
the puppy. Yeah,
I've had that in my garage for like 3 years, and I've never put it on. And I was like, you know what? That was one of those feel goods. And I went out this morning, and it was sitting there. I said, you know what?
You're just like him.
We're making the switch, me and Rory. Yeah, I choked too.
Well, let's talk about the Rory coaster. Again,
well, I like that.
Next.
The Rory coaster?
Well, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Buck. The Rory Coaster.
Indeed it was. Never seen anything quite like it.
No, that was... I mean, was that the best Masters you can remember watching?
I always am careful because you get caught in recency bias and, you know, there may have been one from 10 years ago that I'm not remembering, but I was sitting there on the couch, and with the exception of the Masters nap, which always happens, I had the inability to stay awake for an entire round, plus I was medicated. I have never been more riveted that I can remember, not just at a Masters, maybe in a tournament. I mean, that thing, from hole one... What when Rory double bogeys won?
You got an even tournament immediately.
You're just sitting there, and I'm watching it, and it was like, I'm because sometimes live events are fun to scroll on Twitter. I must have seen like 10 of these, and I thought it was the perfect. It was the Joker from Batman going, and here we go, and it was like, oh my God, it told you. They told you, buckle up. This is gonna get weird, and it did like 9 different times.
The viewership peaked at 19.5 million people.
Dude, that's Rose Bowl numbers.
That's huge.
It's monster.
That's the peak, though.
Yeah.
Rating was 13.8. Mm-hmm. So it did really well.
Yeah.
Rory's the first Masters champion with 4 double bogeys ever. And he tied for the largest deficit after round one by a winner.
7, right?
He was 7 back.
Yep.
And that's, again, it's just his own fault. Like, he made 2 double bogeys on the
15 back and nine. 17, right?
I don't remember.
It was. It started.
One was 15.
One was definitely 15.
One was definitely 15, and
the other was 16 or 17.
He went from 4 under, 3 back to even par in a blink of an eye, and if he just doesn't do that, he walks away with this tournament.
Yeah, but I mean, it was chaotic. The wild swings, huge shots, dude. He hit some. I can't remember one that matched that, because the one that comes to mind is Tiger's 44-year-old or 45-year-old
His comeback
Tiger.
Masters.
Yeah, the comeback Masters. But I don't remember anything about it other than just really loving him winning that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Was that even close? I don't even remember. Was it close?
Did he get Koepka? Was that who he beat?
God, I don't. Like, again.
See, it's funny. The one I remember about Tiger is maybe 08 or 09, the U.S. Open with Rocco. Like, I remember.
Because they played the whole next Monday.
I remember that.
Well, that was Torrey Pines, wasn't it?
Yeah, I do think that was Torrey Pines.
Where he had the leg injury.
And they are just. I mean, full on duking it out. And I don't know, like I said, it can all blend together, but I don't know. I'm going to remember that. And you know, you may not remember all the details, but someone's going to say, hey, what were you doing when Rory was winning the Masters? I'll be like, dude, I was sitting there on the edge of my seat watching the whole damn thing.
And watching him double one.
Yep.
Chili dip it into the water on 13.
Yep.
Miss the putt on, well, I mean, if we're looking at the final round only, he missed putts on 15, 16, and 18.
Yeah.
That all were quite makeable.
And 17, the birdie should have been an eagle to end it. Or no, that was...
What?
That was 15, right? The eagle that should have
ended. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He missed the eagle putt. Yeah. He still made birdie, so that he got what he needed there, but that was a makeable... I mean, dude, it was 5 feet.
15, 16, and 18 were all
15,
missed
15, 16, and 18, he missed all three of those putts. He chili dips the ball on 13, which is something I would do. Yeah. I mean, it's just... It's...
So that was mine.
But then, but I think the flip side of it is, he hit some shots that I will... Tiger has a lot of these, where it's like just iconic shots. Rory hit at least three of those.
Yeah, and the final four holes.
He hit two of them on 15. One Saturday, the 6-iron on Saturday, and one the 7-iron on Sunday. Mm-hmm. His shot on 17 under, again, unimaginable pressure yesterday was amazing. His shot on 18 is probably the one that will be go down as the most iconic in the playoff, the shot on 18 where he stuck it in there.
He had a great one on 18 in regulation to give himself the birdie putt to win the hole.
Well, he had one earlier, like through the trees, kind of. That was
Well, he had the sand shot on 18 in regulation.
Yeah, to set up should have been the birdie putt to seal it.
I'm talking about just it was a par putt.
Oh, a par putt to seal it.
I'm just talking about iconic shots that he hit. There were so many. Like, dude, how many times did he get in the trees and you think, oh boy, here comes bogey, and he would just go up and over him. Yep. I mean, he hit some incredible shots out of the tree.
One where he swung so damn hard and it hits the limb. And the announcer's even like, oh, it got a limb. And you're like, oh, crap. No, it was perfect. Landed like 7 feet from the hole. He caught a limb and it didn't matter. It still went. And they were like, look how hard he's swinging here. Because he's like, hey, chances are this is going to catch a limb. And I don't care. I'm going to hit it through it.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So I fell asleep. As he was going to the back, I remember him going into the back nine, and I'm sitting there being like, all right, he's got this, weathered the storm. I'm like, that's cool. And I'm laying there and I kind of fall asleep and I wake up and he's bogeying 14 and I wake up and I see him miss the putt and I'm like, what? And then I look at the scoreboard and I'm like, what? No. I literally had a moment where I'm sitting there being like, that isn't correct. And then, of course, it's right to the phone. I'm like, scroll, 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 scroll. And then going back and watching highlights, I was asleep for like 25 minutes. What the hell happened?
Well, you fell asleep at a key part of the golf course. That's part of it. Because on 11, I don't know if you, you didn't see it. You were asleep.
Yeah, I went back and looked it. And went back
on 11, he almost put it in the water.
Yeah.
He got pretty lucky that it didn't go in the water. And then he still made bogey.
Yeah. And then because he went bogey, par, double, bogey. And I wake up for the last of them. I'm like, how do you erase that lead? I'm like, I'm literally like, how long was I out for? It was a Rip Van Winkle moment. The golf nap is, it's all powerful. And you just wake up and you're like, and then I got the.
Hopefully you learned a lesson that you need to go to sleep much earlier, fella, because
you can control your golf nap.
I don't really golf. I don't nap during golf.
Oh, I love.
I'm into it.
I will tell you, the golf nap and the NFL nap on Sunday might be the greatest naps of all time. To fall asleep during a football game, you fall asleep somewhere around third quarter at halftime and you wake up at the start of the fourth. It's like perfect timing. So normally the golf nap from like 10 to 14 is perfect. I just happened to miss one of the epic collapses of all time, only then to see the resurrection.
What's the old saying is, the Masters doesn't start until the back nine on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you just managed to just doze right off.
For like three, four holes. What the hell happened?
Well, when he won, it didn't seem as much joy as much as it was pure relief.
Yes.
And I saw an interview with Tommy Fleetwood, who's good buddies with Rory.
Oh, yeah. He was giving him big hugs afterwards.
And Fleetwood said, he said, you know, a lot of people think that the U.S. Open last year did a number on Rory, or the Open against Cam Smith, or, you know, there are other tournaments he's blown that, you know, they think have done a number on Rory. He said, none of it mattered like this tournament.
Yeah.
He said, this is the one Rory always wanted. Yeah. And like I said, I can't say I knew that he wanted it this bad.
And like I said, maybe this one, because I saw that, maybe this one frees him up. Maybe this gets a little career bounce back here, and he gets a couple here before the age of 40.
Well, he's certainly playing well.
Yep.
But I don't know.
And can I also, kudos, there was like a 7-minute stretch where I think Jim Nantz said like three things. one of my favorite parts about golf, especially the Masters, is when they win, everyone just shuts up and you get to see the friends, the family, everyone. You get to see. I love that no one really talks, and it's one of the most unique celebrations in sports because you just get to be a fly on the wall and see all the emotion. That's like, that might, outside of the ending there and the putt, just seeing that, those 7 minutes where he finally says, I got to go get a green jacket. After 30 hugs where he's like, all right, I really got to go. I think someone from Augusta was like, hey, come on, sign the scorecard. That was,
it is good TV.
That was amazing.
It was
television.
Good producing and good restraint by the by the broadcasters. Just lay out and let the moment do its thing.
Well, they did
it's
that
awesome.
When Tiger won.
Yeah.
Back when.
Yeah. Yep. And hugging his dad. And
yeah, that was.
Yeah. His little daughter there. And just, it was just, the whole thing was awesome.
It's pretty cool, man. Yep. Pretty, pretty cool.
Pretty good.
The Rory coaster. And he did it.
Yep.
Okay. Are you guys ready to move on to some other substantive items here today on Sports Talk?
Sports.
Are you? I
mean, not really, but we will.
It's like did you get done playing golf today? You look like you played.
I played today, I was out there channeling my inner Rory.
He felt it.
Chili dipping into the creek, baby.
I'm just going to channel my Ludwig next time I'm out there. I'm going to crisscross that green, and someone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, that one's from my countrymen. So my good old Swede.
That guy's going to win some majors.
Yes, he is.
He's awful
he's
good.
He's really good.
That was only his second time playing in that tournament.
Yep, he'll be just fine.
So I think what did he finish?
I think he ended up finishing like sixth.
And he was second last year, right?
Yeah, so he's two top tens and two Masters appearances.
Yeah, seventh because a couple guys tied for fifth, so.
How about Patrick Reed just making it on 17?
And he didn't even know it. He's like looking around and then he does the, is that in? Yeah. Someone's like, yeah, dude.
You made it, bro.
That's in.
All right. Josh Heupel with some stones. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.